you remember the teacher?
Well, my first teacher was Mrs. Dungate, and she was an old lady. Different ones, and then we had Mr. Sherman. No, we had Mr. Lawrence, and we had Mr. Sherman and Mr. Burley, and all the those ones that I've mentioned were all Anglican Church ministers.
You got, being a child, you must have had some pranks too, some funny things that happened at school. You know, anything really funny?
Fell off a swing, if that's funny.
Did you play any games when you were at school too, like tag or?
Oh yeah, we were average games.
What other games, like, were there any games that they don't play today?
We used to play a ball game that we called Old Tom. That was our ball game.
Yeah, I got the rules for that too. How many played?
As many as you can get on there.
Where did you guys play at?
We played in the back of the school there. The yard wasn't big, but we played there. This was during school hours. We used to play up behind the Church Army Hall. It used to be up here quite a bit. It's not there anymore.
When I was interviewing Violet, she was talking about this ball you had to keep up with your hands. She had no idea what it was about, but it's sort of similar to the hacky sacks we have today. I was wondering if you played this game too. It's only like a volleyball, only with a little homemade ball. You don't remember that?
I can't remember that right now. Maybe another time I will have this. Do you remember it right now?
What kind of chores did you do in your house when you came up?
We chopped water, we chopped wood. When I stayed with my grandmother for a while, I would have to feed the cows and the horses and water them. Let the well at the back in the field.
Where's the well?
It's halfway between where Sinatra's old house burnt down. Mm-hmm. It's probably still there. It was not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And then in the wintertime when there wasn't enough water there, we had to carry water from the river. Mm-hmm. Often on a sleigh and with those big 4-gallon cans.
Mm-hmm. Where would you get your food? Like, it wouldn't be store-bought, would it?
Well, we raised a lot of our own vegetables, and my grandfather always had cattle. But we got food down at the store. Mm-hmm. That had to be bought.
Did you have a big garden?
Well, we always had a big garden. Lots of vegetables and lots of different kinds of vegetables.
Whose stores were downtown?
There's Hudson Spay and Sergeant Stone and Myers and Smith. Mm-hmm. They were the grocery store. And, well, they carried everything, not just groceries, clothes and furniture.
And most of hardware grocery.
Mm-hmm. And so Dawson had a store where you could buy lots of things too, also ice cream. And, things like that, but we didn't have ice cream all year round. I think it was about 10th of May, and when we first would have ice, he'd get his first shipment of ice cream in.
Oh, yeah. Everybody buying it?
No, just about.
I was wondering, what else did Dawson do? He wasn't just a store owner.
He had a hotel. I think he had a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, I think he did have a hotel.
Do you remember him having a legal practice, sort of like a lawyer?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he was a lawyer, not that I know of.
You must have heard some stories about Simon Kennedy and Caroline, or Caroline.
I've never really heard too much about Catiline. That was long before my time, I think, that he was here. And I never saw Simon Gunnament. I think that was before my time, too, when he... But I've heard the story, the same stories that you would have heard.
Where was the bank in Old Town?
First one? The bank that I remember is down by where the library is, approximately around there.
Mm-hmm. It was just a front,
eh?
It was just a front. It wasn't really a...
It was a bank.
Was it Security Bank, like?
Well, you did your business there and deposited your money. And it wasn't the Royal Bank, I don't think, at the time. Seems to me Charlie called it another name. Can't remember what he said now. I don't think it was the Royal Bank. But I can't be sure of that, so.
Where would you hang around in Hazleton? Like, hanging around in Hazleton was always a pastime activity. Or did you hang around?
Well, we didn't hang around like the kids do today.
There wasn't a certain place where you gathered with your friends? Or was it mostly just work?
We worked quite a bit, but then we played too. When I was a teenager, I played softball.
Oh, yeah. What team did you play for?
I played for what we called the home team then, and then I played for the Maple Leafs after that. But I don't know really that Paul was hanging around anywhere like the kids do today. We weren't allowed as much freedom as the kids have today.
Was there a mayor in Hazleton?
No. Polly Sargent was our first mayor.
You remember her first duty?
Not really.
No. How was she elected as mayor?
I don't even really know how she was elected as mayor. I guess they must have voted. I guess they must have gone through the legal process of
and get incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that wouldn't have been too long ago either, eh?
No. I don't think it'd be more than 20 years. Maybe a bit more. I'm not really sure. Can't even remember when. Did you interview her?
No, I don't think she wanted to be interviewed.
Probably not.
How often did you go to Kispiox?
When I was small or after? I don't think I went to I think I went to Kispiox once when I was a little girl. And then during the sports we went every year.
Mm-hmm.
It would be 10th of May, 10th and 11th of May. That was once a year when I was small, but then when I was a teenager, we went a bit often. But
when did you hold your sports?
15th of May here. Always on the 15th. It didn't matter whether it was on a weekend or was the set date, 15th and 16th.
Why?
Just because that was their day. Kispiox was 10th and 11th, and here was 15th and 16th.
What would happen at sports days? Games and what else?
Baseball games and races. And they even used to have horse races here years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At sports days. There's all sorts of different things there. Jelly eating contests and all that kind of stuff. wasn't just ball games.
I guess Happy Get Rich would have been up by then too, right?
That bridge that's presently there. There was a bridge there before, I guess.
How bad were the roads?
Well, they were gravel roads and they weren't all that great most of the time.
Were a few of them like a cow trail?
Well, I suppose you would say that because there wasn't really that many cars around here then.
Could you count the cars?
Well, I suppose you could. Sergeants had a car. There's a taxi stand uptown, and I think they had a couple of cars. But hardly anybody on the reserves had cars, maybe one out of the whole village.
Do you remember going to dances and that?
Yeah. I used to go to dances after sports days.
It would happen during a sports day?
There's always a dance after sports days. And then we had our own little dances to raise money for our team. That was how we raised money. We didn't even know anything about bingo those days. I never heard of bingo.
Oh, who would play for your dances?
Well, we had some people in the orchestra here that was called the Happy Six. We heard that before, I guess.
What kind of music did they play?
Better music than they play today, I can tell you that.
Was it like the Mums and Dads? Or was it
just a variety, something like Mums and Dads, only different kinds. But they played saxophone and cornet and drum and banjo and trombone.
Waltzes?
Waltzes, yeah, but these are the instruments they played, and there were six of them. Kate Turner was in them, that's one of them. It's probably the only living one out of the 76 orchestra. So I didn't think of all them. Oh, Arthur Maud was the other one. He was the thing for me. I guess Phillips had the Wildwood Orchestra and Roy Wilson was Moses Morrison. They were pretty good orchestra too.
Who taught them how to play, do you know?
I don't know. We used to have square dances at our dances.
Where would the dances be at?
Here it was at the Gate Mags Hall. And it was still by the old one down there.
I guess the totem poles wouldn't have been there. Did they move them up?
Some were there.
How late did these dances last?
Well, 3 in the morning, I guess. Dances after the sports days would last about 3.
Were you out on your own, or did you have somebody, a guardian or something?
Well, by this time I was about 15, 16, so we used to go as a group, a bunch of us, girls, together. Usually about 4 of us, all our friends would go together.
When were the mines active, like the Red Rose and the one in Rocher?
When? What did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, the Red Rose was active during the war because Charlie was working there. And he was working for Marshall Brothers, but Theo, the Marshall Brothers, was working there.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie went away in the army, and that was 1942. So it had been going before then.
What did you do during the war? Did you have any jobs or...?
I raised my two kids. We had two children, Roger and Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Roger wasn't quite two and Carol was 8 months old when Charlie left. So that was what I did, was look after them.
When were you married?
When was I married? We were married in 1941.
Mm-hmm. Just before the war, then, eh?
Well, the war started in 1938.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was
wondering. Not 1939.
I was thinking about that show, 1941.
1939, that's when the
war
started.
Mm-hmm. And then it was the World War in 1941, and they dropped the bomb. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, they attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that too much, so they said, it's like a war.
Can you remember the atomic bomb being dropped on Hiroshima and
mm-hmm.
Nagasaki?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
Was it on the radio?
It was on the radio. We had no television then, so it was on the radio.
What did you think?
What did I think? No, I can't even remember thinking too much about it, because it seemed so far away.
Yeah, it's just part of war, right?
Part of war, right?
Then
we weren't even surprised at anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There was a war going on.
Did you have scary feelings towards the war when it started?
No, I don't think it even really bothered anybody that much here until all the boys started to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when the war really, when it touched you personally, you know, because it was overseas and you didn't worry about what was happening over there until all the young men started leaving from here. Our friends and our husbands and sons of people we knew. So then we thought more seriously about the war then.
Mm-hmm. You must remember the 38 flooding, the
36.
One before the war, 36, the one before the war.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how far it came? Right,
yeah.
Here?
It didn't come to here, but it came up to the, almost to the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that lower street was flooded. Which is what I think they call the Government Street now.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the buildings that were on the street?
Some of them are still there, but I think maybe a couple got washed down that were further down there. There was a hall there, but they called the Hodder's Hall, it got washed down there.
Hodder's Hall, was that the red barn?
No, it was a building. It was. I think it was, where would it be, about where the old laundry is now. They put a building there. Not the laundromat now, but there's another building closer to the river, and that's where it used to be.
Lee Chong's laundry?
Yeah, it was Lee Chong's laundry at one time. After. But that's about where that building was and a few other little shacks that were there.
How far up behind the high school would it came?
Well, it ran right through the that lower field down here.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been on the water, it might have been on the school field down there.
Mm-hmm.
The lower part,
yeah.
Where the baseball and playing area is now.
Was that like...
Sure it was, because everybody moved from that, that were living along the river, they moved. Mm-hmm. Because that was all flooded, all that we got there. But the houses didn't get washed away that were there. They were still there for some reason.
Mm-hmm. What about the Sunrise Cafe? How come it didn't get washed away?
Because the water didn't really get up that far, it was just more on the road. See, it's kind of a slope there.
Mm-hmm. Did they not have to move then?
No.
What about the totem poles in Kispyaks? Didn't some of Kispyaks get washed away in that flood?
I don't know. I really don't know too much what happened to Kispyaks.
Mm-hmm. Were you chumming around with Violet Smith? I was just wondering who your close friends were.
No, I didn't chum around with Violet because she's quite a bit older than I am. Mm-hmm. Well, not quite a bit, but she's... There's an age difference there. My best friend was Alice Nadeau, Simon's mum.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Jr.'s mum. Even before she got married, even after.